Okay, today's shiur is picking up from Siman Lamed Ches, Si'if Ches. This is an application of the well-known din of Oseik B'mitzvah Potim B'mitzvah. So says the Mechaber, Koisvei Tefillin Mezuzos. So a sofer, actually if you look in the Bir Halach, he says we have a different girsa. Kosvin Sefarim Tefillin Mezuzos. Right, that's how the Bir Halacha changes it, if it's based on the Gemara. Sehem, they, the sofrim themselves, the Tagrehem, and the ones who they sell it to, the Tagre Tagrehem, the ones who the sellers sell it to, meaning the middlemen, all these people, Kol Ha'oiskim B'Melechah Shemayim, all these people, Peturim Me'Hanochas Tefillin Kol Hayom, they're exempt from putting on Tefillin the whole day, Zulas, except Ashas, Kriyashma, Utefila. Since they are Oseik B'Mitzvah, they are Potim in HaMitzvah. It comes along the Ramon, adds, Ve'im Hayut Tzrichim La'Sos, if they need to actually do this malacha at the time of Shema and of davening, then they're exempt from these mitzvahs as well of saying the Shema, of davening, and putting on tefillin. Because anyone who's doing one mitzvah, presumably we'll see as the Mishnah Berurah explains, they started when they were allowed to do this mitzvah, then you exempts you from another mitzvah. They're going to visit Tircha to do the other one. About im yochol, if you're able, also shteim ka'achas, if you're able to do both mitzvahs simultaneously, below Torah, yaseh shtehen, then you should do both of them. L'masha, you wouldn't say right now, I'm wearing tzitzis, so I'm doing a mitzvah, so therefore I'm pata from every other mitzvah in the world, because I'm doing one mitzvah right now. Not like that. That's ridiculous. But we'll see as the Mishnah is going to speak it out. So it starts with sifkot chavdal. V'tagarehem, the merchants, the middleman, meaning, even though they're getting money from this, you say, what do you mean? That's not called a mitzvah. That's not totally lishma. That's not melech shemai. And the guy's getting paid for it. No, even if you're getting paid for it, that's still a mitzvah. V'davki ikr kavon osam kedei laham tzion limkor l'mishit zorech lehem. But the main, yes, you can get paid. That's not the main reason I'm doing this. I'm doing this because it's a mitzvah and people need to fill in. As a side benefit, I am getting paid for it, so then you're allowed to. Aval, in ikr kavonosum, the main kavonos to why they're selling is, rakli histakir, velo mikre oisik b'mitzvah. And it says the Morgan Orphan, that's not called oisik mitzvah if this is, your main purpose is to make money. That's not within this, category. In the Dirshu 19, he adds, le'inyan ha'oisik b'tzarchi rabim, if you're doing communal needs, kosub your halacha l'kaman, later on, in ayin, Simon Ayin, Dimash from Medivir Rabbeinu Manoach, Shibidrosenu, Ein Tolim Shikavonasul Lashem Shemaim, Af Im Ein Mekabel Schar. The Ein Nechshel Kaosik Mitzvah, the Old Kosov Sham Shekesef Mishnah, Docha Es Divre Rabbeinu Manoach, the Old Kosov Shaaf Shibim Kabel Schar, the Iker Kavonasul Lazeh, even if you're getting Schar, that's your main reason, Yesh La Ayin Bedover, Shema Im Ein Mish Mishtadel Elhu, you're the only one who could do this, the Nechshav Kaosik Mitzvah, might be considered that to be that. We'll talk about it here, like half and half. Okay, Chafei, the Togari Togarehem, the sellers to the next sellers, the next middleman, Hakonim min Hakonim, they're buying them from the one who bought them, Limkor al yad. Meaning they're going to sell it retail. That's what it means, that, you know, you went from the wholesaler to the retail, so all the people in the middle. Tzrichim. So this guy who needs this immediately, he needs tefillin. And the sofer he's coming to says, please, I'm leaving right now. I need it. I gotta go. He's going away. The caravan, well, he's got a train to catch. He's got a plane, a flight. He's gonna miss it. He needs it mamish right now. He can't wait. Ad she a sofer o hatagar yikarim yikayim mitzvahs achas sheboliyado. He doesn't have the 10-15 minutes to wait. He going hanachas tefillin al kriyas shema v'hu hadin sharkom mitzvahs. So therefore, what do you do? The guy says he needs it now, and he's not able to wait for you to do the mitzvah first. Al kein muta lichtov limkor lazeh. Therefore, you're allowed to write the tefillin for this guy, write a mezuzah for him, or to sell it to him. Af al pi she'al yidei zeh yavur zman ha-mitzvah. Well, this is the way the Lavush is learning the whole Akim to the Sugya, that he asked you and you did it. I'm Bir Halacha. Okay, the Bir Halacha elaborates maybe other ways of understanding what's happening, the exact parameters of the case. In Chav Zayin, it says, as patur, in this case, then you are exempt from the Shema if you needed to be done at this exact time. So the Mishnah points out, this is talking about where you began, where there was a heter to begin. Before it was the Zman for Kriya Shema. Now it's carrying over. But once it's already, it's time to say Shema, also lahaschir lichtav. You can't start right now. Therefore, the theme sheet. This case we just said in the previous one, or by Shear, the guy's leaving town, he can't stick around. And he can't wait for the sofer to finish what he needs to do, make that mitzvah, and then write up the mezuzah for him. According to everybody, the sofer would, yes, be allowed to do this. Meaning, it's not going to take me 4 hours to do this, is going to take me 1 hour, and then I'll have an hour afterwards to do it. The im yuchal yikro parsha achas mikodem yikre. If you could say one parsha of the Shema beforehand, then he should do that first. And then the klal is over here in Chav Ches, that he's osek mitzvah, is potem in ha-mitzvah. The chol ha-osek davka osek b'mitzvah. It means actually osek, is this way the Achronim understand, that you're doing something. La-asok, you're occupied with the mitzvah. Kigon, b'shashahu loyvesh ha-tefillin, or osek b'tikuni ha-aveda. You are wearing the tefillin, you're wrapping them on you, or you are, you found Hashavas Avedas. The Gemara has the whole sugi over there. What's it called? You found it, but you're doing something. Not just I found a lost object, now it's sitting in my desk drawer, so now I'm a shomer aveda. No, but I'm actually doing something to it. I'm spreading out the jacket or the talus so it shouldn't get ruined. I'm doing something like that. Going to shotcho letzarcho, you're protecting it. Ola hashiva levalo, you're returning it, you're bringing it back to him. The chokai gavna, that you're actually doing something. Avavashashu mekayim mitzvah, just the fact that you're doing the mitzvah, like I said a minute ago, you're wearing a talus, whatever it is. Going to kvar lovush tefillin, you have your tefillin already. O shomer aveda shehumunah. Also, it's placed in your teva, in your chest. The chol gavna, anything when you've done it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're not what we're calling osek. You're not doing something. So afli she mekayim mitzvah. You're yes, getting a mitzvah right now. In a osek mitzvah, you're not called being occupied with that mitzvah. Therefore, velo miftar mi mitzvah acheres al yidei zeh. That doesn't exempt you from doing the mitzvah that's in front of you. This here, right in front of you. I'm bir halacha shebiarti yoser. Okay. Chavtes im tzarich, that if it's going to be a tircha, roitz lomer dafilu im ayde ze lo yis batel hamitzvah harishon. Even by doing the second mitzvah, you're not going to lose out on the first one. Vafilu im hamitzvah hashnia yoser gadol. Even as a greater mitzvah, some of the I think the Rishonim and Yechonim discuss, well, I'm doing a derabbanan right now and have an opportunity to do a second mitzvah that is a deraisa. Kevan shekvar hischil asoy perishona. You're not allowed to stop for that. That's what the Ritva points out. That the osek mitzvah means you're not allowed to stop doing the mitzvah you're in the middle of to do a different one. Okay, good. A lot more to talk about, but this is at least one application of that Shas topic. Okay, we are up to now Tess. Mitzta'er umisha ein adaitim yushev esalav v'unachoyna potter. A person who is mitzta'er, who's very upset, very uncomfortable, or someone who doesn't have literally a yishev hadas, their mind's not settled, then they are exempt from putting on the tefillin. And the Mechaber explains, mipnei she'osel hasiach daito mehem, because you can't have hesach hadas, and you're not able to have a proper concentration when you're in this distressed state of mind. Lamed in the Mishnah Berurah, mitzta'er afilu mipnei hatina, even it's very cold. It's freezing cold, and you have to, take off your jacket or something to put on the tefillin like that. Ein b'samach. See what's going on later. Next part. Lamed aleph she'ein daito umari b'she'ef shalol liyashiv daito. This is talking to a person who's so fablunged they can't pull themselves together. Right? Imagine a person who just found out, Nevach Rachmanson, the guy lost his boat with all his merchandise, with all his life savings just sank, and the guy just found this out. Now he can't pull himself together. Ava, but im efshalo, if he could pull himself together, then chayev layashe daito lahanichon. The person is required to pull themselves together to calm down, focus, and put on their tefillin. Yud. Hakare b'tora potem mehenochas tefillin kol hayom. It's a person who's learning. Zulas b'shas kriya shema u'tefila, except for the time of shema and tefila. So I saw a beautiful word, the Tanya. I think it's in Perek Lamed Zion. Says, why is it called kriya satora? Kriya satora literally means when you're calling the Torah. The Tanya says you're calling Hashem to you, like a father calls to their child. When I'm kriya satora, when I'm reading, when I'm learning Torah, I'm calling. I'm inviting Hashem into my life. Beautiful thought. Beautiful machshava. So here's the halacha. Lamed beis b'torah. Efshir didav gebetorah shebichsav. This is specifically referring to the written Torah. Aval lo ba'oisik b'gemara, not a person who is learning Gemara. De Torah yesh lo mashehi atzma ois, because the Torah itself is an os. Shenizkar bo yitzias mitzrayim. That it mentions itself yitzias mitzrayim. If you're learning Gemara now, you're learning perek meruba. You're not necessarily learning the inyan of yitzias mitzrayim at that point. So he's potter, a person who's kriyas haTorah, who's learning. Potter writes a loimer she'ein tzarech lifsoik milimudo kedei lahanicham. You don't have to stop learning to put on your tefillin. Aval koydom lezechayev, but beforehand, then you have to. Before you start learning, you are chayev to put on the tefillin. Gam beemze im roitz lifsoik lahanich. Gam kim reshoy. And if you want to stop in the middle and put on your tefillin, you're allowed to. Meaning, like the ritva we just said over at the end of sifches. That you're not allowed to stop the mitzvah. He's pointing out here, you have rishus, you're allowed to stop learning to put on your tefillin. You make the bracha, you don't have to exempt, yeah, you have to stop from that. No less, you want to now stop, put them on, so once you've stopped your learning, then you're chayv immediately to put them on. You have to stop the learning in order to do the mitzvahs that you have a chiyuv to fulfill. Shiny mitzvahs tefillin. There's a difference in the category of tefillin. Because the whole toelis, the whole benefit of tefillin is for the Torah itself, and you're doing the Torah right now. So mehechi tesi, you have to stop the Torah to get back to the tefillin, because the tefillin is to bring you to Torah. What does it mean? The pasuk says, "Lezika ron beinecha leman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha." There should be a reminder between your eyes that the tefillin, in order that the Torah Hashem should be in your mouth, and the Torah is in your mouth. You're learning. Alkein therefore mekayim and shigvar osik b'Torah mikodem. Since you already started learning before, ain't sarach levatel Torah b'shvil zeh. You don't have to stop learning for this of putting on tefillin. Zulas b'shas kriyishma tefila that you would yes have to do kedei lekabel. Love O Malchus Shemaim, in order to accept Hashem as your king. The Gam Sha'az Adayin Eina Osik B'Torah Mechuyev Lios Olav Tefillin. Right, at that point, you're not Osik in Torah, you are obligated to put on the Tefillin. V'Hagra Posik B'Biruah D'Dav Kamisha Torasu Menosu. This is only referring to people who are full-time learners, Kigon Rashbi V'Chaverov, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Hele Gatana. Aval Kigon Anu, but us. Us people, meaning everybody else, tzrichin lahafsik afla tefillin. We actually stop learning to put on our tefillin. We are not in a madrega, and no one should fool themselves and think that they are delusional. That's what I think the Kotzko calls it avoda zara. It's a strange avoda because you're not on that level. When you try to serve Hashem when you're not holding, that's called avoda zara. I'll leave it in the Kotzker. Okay, last one for today is Yud Aleph lo yachlots tefillin bifnei rabo. You should not take off your tefillin in front of your Rebbe. Ella yifne litzarach. You turn to the side, mipnei emaso v'yachalot shelo b'fonav. Because of the ema, the yira that you have for your Rebbe, the respect you have for your Rebbe, and then you take them off when you're not in front of him. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out a few caveats over here. In Lamed Hey, it says, b'fnei rabo, haynu rabo muvhak. This means your main Rebbe, to rov chachmoso heimenu, because the majority of your Torah is from the Rebbe. In Dirshu 26, he points out, "Inyan hafsik b'tefiloso bein aprokim kedei lishol b'shalom rabba." If you have to stop davening to give shalom aleichem to your Rebbe, kosu lekamen simin zayin simin samech vav shafilu im ato hu gadol yoyse mirabba. And even if now, right, you're better than your Rebbe, and he was your third grade Rebbe, and you've Baruch Hashem, you surpassed. You're a bigger talmid chacham than he is. Adayin hu nechshav rabba. He's still considered your Rebbe because of sham shehu hadin l'talmid chacham muflag b'dora. If you would find the talmid chacham muflag, l'marshal Reb Chaim Kenyan. Right, Sha'af Hu Nechshav Le'inyan Zel Rabo. He's considered to be your Rebbe in terms of this halach of tefillin. It's also concerned of the Gadol Hador is considered to be your Rebbe, even if you never learned directly from him. We assume that he's the Gadol Hador, so his Talmidim and his your Talmidim Talmidim somehow his knowledge filtered to you, and therefore that would be the same din. In regards to like answering a halachic shaila in front of your Rebbe, even if you had the zechus to be in the same room as the Gadol Hador, and someone presents a shaila, and you go, "Oh, that's an open Mishnah Berurah, I know that one." No, you should not point out the halacha in front of the Gadol Hador. Okay, lamed vav. Bipre emar so, because of the aim you have, roitza loymer, dizilzul, this is disrespectful, shemegal deroysha befonim, to reveal, to uncover your head in front of him by taking off the tefillin, l'fizeh, afili im kvar cholot rabba techila osir. So that means even if, it's not, oh, you go first, I'm being covered, let my rebbe take his tefillin off. No, even if my rebbe's tefillin are not on anymore, I shouldn't, it's like considered disrespectful, that action of taking off in front of him. V'imate atzma kitzas l'tzaracher, you turn him to the side, v'zorim legalos rosha befonim, and you're not really, you're doing it directly in front of him, near Diyesh Lahakil Bechogavit, and that would be allowed. Chen Kosa Prima Godim, okay. Va'ain Sham O Demashme Mine Nim Choltun Somach Lechashecha. If you're taking off right before it becomes Shkia, sundown, Seyesh Lahakmir Bechogavit, Milechot Oysam Kodim Lechalot River. You should still be careful, strict, taking them off before your rabbi. The near the moide the mora halach with ne rabo shegi is man alach loitz. You should point out that now it's time to take them off. Ein le'el b'simin chafei b'sif katan ninches mashik asav nesham. So basically what it means is that it looks like you are teaching your Rebbe something. In other words, if you take off your tefillin first, before the Rebbe takes off his tefillin, it's like you're saying the halacha, oh, Rebbe, higi zman, now we got to take off our tefillin, and that's what the problem is. So one should be careful not to do so before the Rebbe takes off his tefillin.